From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. This is Idaho Matters. In mid-October, a Boise man was arrested and charged with assault. A short time later, he was also accused of burning a pride flag that had been flying outside a Boise home. But what was not widely known at the time of the arrest of Matthew Lehigh was that his first alleged assault was on a transgender woman at her workplace, the Boise Downtown Public Library. Our Morning Edition host George Prentice sat down with June Meisner to talk about that incident, the support that she received from friends and from colleagues, and at her frustration that Idaho law prevents it from being considered a hate crime. Let's take a listen.
You work at the Boise Library, yes?
I do. I work at the Downtown Boise Public Library.
I think that might be a really good place to start. What a unique time to be working at any library when libraries are quite frankly threatened by a certain group of folks who want them to operate differently.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a major issue, and it's kind of an impasse in librarianship, because we have these sort of core values of librarianship, such as equity of access and intellectual freedom, privacy, confidentiality. What we're trying to do is provide resources for people, and it's not always, up to us what information people need. We provide access to information. And, there's this, as you said, this sort of the small but vocal population that, have this sort of quixotic campaign against libraries. And I think it's probably pretty closely connected to a similar campaign against public education as well.
I would like to learn, along with our listeners, about an incident that involves you. And this was in early October?
Uh-huh. October 8th, yep.
So what can you tell us about what happened?
Well, I was working in the library that day, and we were getting close to shutting up the library for the day. And so I was going around and picking up books and pushing in chairs and checking on people and seeing if there's anything that we could do to help them as we're getting to the last few minutes of the day. And somebody that I hadn't met or interacted with before came up to me. I said something like, how can I help you? This person, as soon as he got close enough, he mumbled something quickly about demons and then tried to punch me in the face. I immediately kind of threw my arm up to block it and ended up catching that punch in the elbow. So thankfully I wasn't badly hurt. And then I kind of ran off. I was running off. This person was shouting, you don't belong here. He used the F slur. I don't know if you want me to use that during this interview.
I think we get it. Yeah.
But he shouted, you don't belong here. F slur, you need to leave here. Next time I see you here, I'm going to cut you. Yeah. So I ran away and then kept my distance from him and let our security staff know that this had happened. And, one of our security staff followed him outside and met up with him out there. And then he tried to run over our security staff as well. So that was the incident. And we followed up with the police. And then a few days later, I heard about some other incidents with the same person and the incident where he tried to run over some other people on Americana.
And again, you had never met this person before. You couldn't identify this person at the time.
Correct.
Is it your sense that when he said, well, how did you take it when he said, you don't belong here?
I mean, it was pretty, I'm 6'4". I'm a very tall transgender woman. I stick out. I think of myself as a very visible transgender person. So, when this person approached me and started using those slurs and threatening me, it was pretty apparent right away that that's what was going on. I don't know. It's a really unfortunate thing that this is happening. And I don't think trans people should have this happening anywhere. And I don't think that, we should be made to feel uncomfortable or unsafe or unwelcome especially at a public library. I mean, everybody should feel that they are welcome and safe and secure at a public library.
Well, we know of police's response to this, which is to say an arrest. But can you talk about, well, let me ask it this way. Can you speak to the support that you are getting from friends and I'm hoping colleagues?
Yeah, I mean, that part's been amazing right away. You know, a lot of people are reaching out and offering me support, telling me that, you know, they care about me. And it's been really great. And it's been really affirming. And I value it a lot. And I feel really welcome and supported at work.
It's a pretty good bet that there may be someone listening who feels as if on occasion, maybe that there's a threat to who they are or where they are, and maybe even feel as if they're alone sometimes. And to them, you say what?
I mean, you know, that threat is real. It's out there in our culture, and it's something that we all have to address together. And I think that, you know, it's important to be safe, and it's important to look out for each other's safety. But it's absolutely worth it. I mean, you know, we build our community. This is how we build community. This is how we, you know, come together and support each other. As much as it can be scary at times, it's absolutely worth it.
Can you talk about that choice of doing the right thing instead of saying, no, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to talk to anyone. You said, yes, this is unacceptable.
Being part of the queer community in Idaho, you know, from time to time, things happen around here, you know, instances of violence that will come to the public attention. The one that sort of springs most to mind is the murder of Joe Acker at the mall. And one of the things that's very striking about that for me as a trans person is, you know, that the media will talk about these instances of violence, but the issue of transphobia and how that plays into the motivations behind this violence doesn't really get talked about as much. It might get a mention somewhere in there, but it escapes the attention of most of the media. And so when I saw the initial articles that talked about the arrest of the person who attacked me in the library, and it said he punched me in the arm and called me a homophobic slur, I think that there was something missing in there for me, that this was, you know, this was a transphobic act, that it was inspired by transphobia. And we have a big issue with transphobia in our culture right now. And there's a lot of people sort of drumming up more transphobia. And I think that it's important to address that. And it's something that I think was not being addressed.
And I think we should also remind our listeners, some people may ask, why would this not be a hate crime? Well, Idaho Code says malicious harassment targeting includes a person's race, color, religion, ancestry, or national origin. But targeting someone for their sexual orientation or gender identity is not included in Idaho law.
Yeah, I think it's time to add the words.
That was Morning Edition host George Prentice talking with June Meisner. I'm Samantha Wright, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.